T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I like what I see. I like what I've seen so far. I think that they've brought in some really important pieces, like you said, some grad transfers who I wouldn't say necessarily fit the system, that they've been able to use their skill set better for the system in which they've implemented. Don't forget now, we got a new OC too, so now you got Rhett Lashley, and now he brings a spread, and so now that fits De'Aaron King and what he wants to do. And then defensively, oh my God, I mean, those two ends, man, they're just like hell in cleats, the way they're coming off the edge, Roche and Phillips. So far, so good. I was impressed by the Louisville game. What was crazy to me, if you guys look at those two long touchdowns that the Canes had, they had a 75-yard reception for a touchdown. They had a 75-yard run for a touchdown. And in both plays, like, Louisville's defense didn't have, like, anybody on that side of the ball, which is the offense's right side of the ball, in the secondary. Like, if you remember, it was like it was nobody over there. Like, guys ran, like, 30, 40 yards. Before they were, Cam Harris ran, I guess, like maybe 75 before he was touched going into the goal line because he had to dive. And then the receiver, no one was near him for that whole, 75 yards that he ran. So there were a couple of blown assignments from Louisville that caused some big plays. But overall, I'm impressed with the way that they were able to go on the road, keep their composure, play a sound game offensively and defensively, because Louisville has some really, really, really good wideouts too. But I thought they did a good job in all three phases and came away with a nice victory.
Desmond Howard, ESPN's College Game Day. They're in town, and then the game tomorrow will be on ABC, their primetime game. Yeah, they're fun. And us Canes fans, like, we're watching them, we go, this is the real deal. Like, we've got a real quarterback, and they're good on both sides of the ball. But how would they fare against Clemson? They're going to play Clemson. From what you've seen, how will Miami fare against Clemson?
I think they will be competitive. I think that as the season grows older, they become more confident. Now, when the season starts, you just look at Clemson. They're like head and shoulders above everyone else in college football, except maybe in Alabama and possibly Ohio State, right? But when it comes to the ACC, it's like, okay, no one's close to Clemson. It's just they're in a league of their own. But I believe that, when you have these teams, they're kind of young, but they got like some veteran leadership. They got these grad transfers. They got these guys who play with a chip on their shoulders, and they know that this is an opportunity now to just like cement their legacy by knocking off a Clemson team that – just been a top dog for so long, it just motivates these guys. And I think you'll get their A game, and I think they'll be able to compete with the Clemson Tigers. So, it's we got a lot of football left. If they were playing Clemson today, I would say, hey, it's been nice, but they're not ready for that monster over there yet. But since they, get them down the road, get a couple more victories under their belt, I think this is going to be a big game for them. Anytime, despite what's going on up in Tallahassee, despite how the Seminoles looked against Georgia Tech, when you play your in-state rival, there's just something that comes out of both teams. Now, I think that Florida State will bring their A game. I think that's going to happen out the gate. But how long can you sustain that level of play is what's going to be the key. So despite the fact that they put some just horrendous football on tape against Georgia Tech, I would caution the Hurricanes about thinking that same team that they saw on tape against Georgia Tech will be the same team that they're going to see Saturday night at the Hard Rock, at least for that first quarter. Now, as time goes on, Crowder can tell you as the game grows older, then the cream rises to the top, and that's when you see what's what.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.